Okay, on today's episode, we're going to talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone so that you can accomplish great things. And by great things, it's whatever you want, whatever is your dream. And so let's talk about what is part of what makes that happen. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs, and I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. Tony Robbins has a famous quote that goes something along the lines of, you can either use guesswork, hard work, or a framework. And when you are trying to accomplish your dreams, it's very common for people to take one of those three routes, either just guess, just try and figure it out and guess, and you might hit it. You might just get lucky and hit it. I don't want to discount when somebody does that and they get lucky. But what about for the rest of us where maybe it just doesn't happen that quickly or that easily? Well, then you have two other routes you can take. You can do hard work or you can do a framework. So let's talk about hard work. Hard work is often thinking you know what to do and just working hard, hard, hard. It's really exchanging your time for dollars. And we know from experience, if it was just hard work that made you reach your dreams, probably a lot more people would have their dreams met. But that isn't always the case. Oftentimes, it takes a special framework to accomplish what you want, or at least to accomplish it a heck of a lot faster. And we definitely want to accomplish our dreams fast, right? I mean, that's what we truly desire. We want to be there already yesterday, right? And so what I'm going to propose to you is that if you've been working on something, and let's say you invested in somebody else's framework to guide you, you chose to invest in coaching, or you invested in a course, or some kind of software to make your dreams happen, what happened in that case? Did you follow the framework and get the results you were looking for? I'm guessing that if you didn't get the results you were looking for, that perhaps you didn't trust the process. I'm guessing that there are certain roadblocks that you hit as you're trying to achieve your goal. You're going to be hitting up against your limiting beliefs, your self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back and telling you that either you're not good enough or you don't have what it takes or why you, right? And it's these self-limiting beliefs that hold us back, even if we have the framework. And so what I propose again is to trust the process. If you are stepping into certain steps of somebody else's framework to get you where you want to go, typically what happens is the first couple steps aren't too bad. They're a little like baby steps in the beginning. You feel like they're meeting you where you're at, and you definitely can take those first couple steps. Not too much is required of you typically in the first couple steps to go out of your comfort zone. And so it's kind of easy, right? You kind of do it and you're like, okay, I'm making progress. It's so great. But then the next few steps get a little harder. And the reason they are harder is because you've never done them before. It's going to be hard. It truly is. And not because you can't do it. I bet if we really looked at what you were required to do, that you could probably do it. But it's probably mindset at this point that's holding you back. It could be, and most likely, perfectionism. If perfectionism is weighing you down, that if you can't be perfect at something, then you shouldn't do it because imperfection is unallowable in some of our worlds, right? We just don't think we're going to be good enough. We're going to be liked. If we aren't good at these next steps, someone might look at us and judge and say, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Why you? And that's not that somebody actually is saying that from the outside, but these are thoughts that we have going on in our mind. Wherever those thoughts came from, it's very human. You're not alone. It's our brain trying to keep us safe. But if you are trying to reach your dreams and you're working on a proven framework to get you there, it's good to challenge ourselves to be bad at something and to not be perfect. I mean, we know perfection is a myth, right? Perfectionism doesn't exist. And somehow we still hold ourselves to that standard. And here's the thing, you wouldn't hold other people to that standard, right? I mean, if they were doing the thing and they were good enough and they were getting results, we'd be so happy for them. And what if we put ourselves in that spot and we were happy for ourselves and we had that mindset that in order to be good, you have to be bad. You can't ever arrive, right, without doing things poorly first. I mean, even when we learned to walk, we weren't great walkers, right? But now we don't even think about that anymore. It's the same with working through somebody's framework. When you hit those challenging steps that are going to be new to you because you haven't done them before, and the reason why you're not getting the success that you want is because you haven't done them before. And somebody's framework is telling you, this is the way. And so it's trusting the process. It's being bad at it. It's the willingness to be a beginner and to get better through trial and error and actually putting in the hours and the work and trusting you're going to get there. Am I sounding like a broken record yet when it comes to trusting the process? And what's included in that is trusting yourself. You want to trust yourself that you can do it, that you can start at the very beginning and you can practice and take some steps and that you can get there. And if you trust that process, you will get there. That person, I'm guessing, has proven it through their own example, through their other students' examples. And I know so often there are so many out there who just don't put in the hours because of fear of being imperfect, fear of not being good enough, fear of being judged, all of those things. And if that's something that you're connecting with while I'm talking about this, I want you to have a switch of mindset that this isn't you. This isn't your identity. This is just a pattern that you're stuck in. And the pattern starts with your beliefs. And so if you were to change your beliefs and try to lean, it's hard to change our beliefs on a dime, right? That's almost impossible. But we can lean into it. We can practice it. And this might be a lifelong endeavor, but you are going to experience these changes sooner rather than never, right? I don't even want to say later, because if you don't address it, it might be never. And your identity is somebody who has a dream and is willing to do what it takes to meet it. And yes, that dream might change a little bit as you're on the path, but I don't want you to veer too far because you're not challenging your fears and trying new things. Just what if? What if you were to challenge your fears, try new things, and get there so that you can actually finish all those steps in the framework that you're working through, trust the process, and achieve that dream? Because nothing out there is impossible to do in our world anyway, right? When it comes to business, nothing's impossible to do. You can do this. You can do these things. If you are working somebody's process, follow the steps, Be uncomfortable. Trust the process. Trust yourself. And you will get there. If starting a mastermind is one of your dreams, I have a framework to help you start your own profitable mastermind. And I would love to guide you in the process. If you check out The Ultimate Mastermind, which is my coaching program, where you get tons of support in starting and launching your own profitable mastermind, I would love to support you in that. Wherever you are listening to this, check it out. I would love to support you in your dream of starting your own mastermind. And if anything that I talked about today really resonated with you and encouraged you to step out and to be bold and to open up that program that you invested in or that coaching program that you invested in and kind of left behind because you hit that dip, if you are challenged to go back and work through those steps, let me know. I would love to hear about your dreams and support you in any way that I can. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.